This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yaymig, Kalim, Ches Beis. Can you believe we're already in Perek Ches? Ches Beis and Ches Gimel, Chav and Chag. Yesterday, Zion. Vav. We're trying to figure out when we have these pitputim that extend beyond the perimeter of the Kira. So we said within the three etzbos, as Tumas Mago, Tumas Avir, but not beyond this. How do we measure?
You take
three etzbos in every one, make like a little mark, and then you take a ruler and you make a triangle. And within that triangle, and the triangle itself, and the ruler itself is Makom Tami. Ches Aleph. A tanur that you put a wall up in the middle of the oven with boards or with curtains or something like that. And even if the wall goes mamash to the top of the tanur, mamash flush with the top. If there's a sheretz in one place, the entire tanur is tamei. The mechitza cannot turn a tanur into two separate kelim.
Is that a mechitza?
Right. A kaveres, the basket, it's open as a hole in the bottom, and you stop it up with straw, and it's hung into the, suspended into the avir of the tanur.
A sheretz inside of it. I'm sorry, I'm
very tired. And my baby woke me up last night. It was up for a while. The sheretz is inside of it. The tanur is tamei. Because this kli is not a kli anymore. It has a big hole in it. And the pekika bekash is not gonna restore the shame kli. Okay? Weiter. The sheretz in the oven and food or mashkim are in this kaveres p'chusa p'kuka. They're also tummy. It's sort of the same kli. Even though we learned today in the next Mishnah that if something is in a kli inside a kli cheres, a kli within a kli, that very often can save what's inside from being becoming tummy or giving off tuba.
But this is not a kli. This has a big hole in it.
So first the Mishnah taught us that mechitzas don't work. Now the Mishnah is telling us that a broken kli doesn't work. But Belezer's mitar. Belezer says that a broken kli, but it still has mechitzas on all sides, so let it didn't work me the mechitza. Mechitza doesn't work yet. Mechitza on all sides is better. Good. Oh, Master Belezer says, if it helps by a mace, it's apparently a mission in Oilus, Tez Gimel. Kaveres Pechusa Pekuka. And Rabbi Lezer doesn't even need the pekuka, by the way, they say. He doesn't even need the fact that it stopped up. So it wouldn't help by kli cheres, for sure. Mace is more chomer. So no, because by mace, we find the mechitza helps. Cholken oyalim. You make a mechitza. You hear that? Rabbi say, oyalis is around the corner. A little bit of oyalis. By an oil, mechitza does help. Two different bottom. So there, let it help, but klicher sakal doesn't have the mechitza, doesn't help. We learned it in the beginning of the Mishnah. Yeah, okay. Mishnah base. Good. Hoysa shlema. If your kaveres is complete, it is a kli. Oh, so here we go. If the kaveres is a complete kli, v'chena kupa or some sort of sack, container. Ha-hai v'chein ha-chemes. A thermos of some sort. You put in water or wine. Ha-sheretz b'saicha. And the sheretz is inside of it. Ha-tanur tahor. The tanur is tahor. Sheretz in the tanur, oichlin shebeseichel, oichlin in the kli is tahar. We are learning a new concept that everything, when a sheretz or goes into the teich of a kli cheres, then it's matam the kli cheres, and the kli cheres in turn is matam into a rishon, and it's matam b'leichon mash can become a sheni. Good. That's if you're in both in within the kli cheres. If one of you is not in teich kli cheres, but teich like shal kli cheres, the inner with the inner of the inner of the kli cheres, meaning it's inside a kli, which is inside a kli cheres, then it's different. Now, very important nekuda. This halacha only applies strictly that the opening of the kli, of the inner kli, is above the rim of the outer kli. If the inner kli is sunk in, then it's not going to help you. Okay? You got to be above. Good. Very important. Okay. This applies whether the inner kli is cheres, whether it's not, even a kli shetef, which is metal or wood. What? What's going on? Yeah, if this kli is sunk in, though, we said, then there is tumah. They talk about if it's sealed, though. Because all of some seal. Okay. So right now we're saying that it only saves at kama that it's stuck out above. Right. That the kli pnimi is a mailam of the kli achitzin. Nikavo, the kaveras got a hole. That's mafkia that didn't cleave from it. So what's in the inner kli is not considered it's in the outer kli. Ha'asi l'oichlin shirim b'zeisim. Ha'asi l'mashkin shirim b'mashkin. What's the size of the hole? That's a vat l'shem kli. And we say that now what's in the inner is considered in the outer. So the Mishnah says, depends. If it's made for Eichlin, the Kli, the inner Kli, the Shira Kizesim, the Shira Vemitzi of the Olive, like we spoke about a few prokham ago. Also, Mashkin is made for Mashkin, Shira is Kamashkin, Shira, what we call the Shira Koinis Mashkin. Look, come in. Also, the Kach Lakach. So, what did we say before? Eichlin Kach Lakach, you go to Chomer, you go with Olive. But here, the Chomer would be the opposite. You go with the small Shira and say that the Tumah transmits. So, you go to Chomer, we go with Koinis Mashkin. So, they ask, what's the Pshat? Before we always said you go with the larger shear. So you could just say, well, we always go to Chumra. Yeah, but you still could use it for Eichlin. See over here. Bad Tim, you're right. It's still a click because you can still use it for Eichlin. And should be Chatzitza. It's a Dinder Abanan. Ooh. Dinder Abanan. Aha. Interesting. Everyone agrees to this? Yeah, they bring down everyone agrees to this. There's discussion about this. And maybe this, but those. Okay. Fine. We're going to go, that's Dindra Bonin. The Rav says? It doesn't say. Gimel. Ches Gimel. Srida! A earthenware board? Plate? She nesun al piatamer. It's on the opening of the oven. V'shakasuch and sinks into it. That's how they say it?
Yep. Sinks a little bit.
So what is it? It's a board. And it has a... It's lower in the middle. It's sunk in the middle.
That's why they call it a plate. Because a plate would be like
that. A little bit, yeah. It sinks in the middle, okay? And it's going into the tanner. Okay. V'shikas l'soicha, it sinks in. V'eilog apayim. It doesn't have mechitzos. Okay. Hasheretz b'soicha atanur tamei. It's not considered a kli. Why? Now, if the sheretz has got to be in the teich of the tanur, then anything in the tanur is tamei. And the opposite. Sheretz in the tanur, the eichel and shebeseicha tamei. Why? So he's saying, what? Why? Why don't you say it's in a kli? And the opening of the kli is above the tanur. Sheimatzilim yad kli cheretz elakelim. To be matzil, you have to be a kli. This is not a kli. Doesn't have a, it has a kibble or not. I'm a little confused about this. It sinks in, so it could hold liquids, no? It could hold food, but doesn't have a rim. I don't know, I'm a little bit confused about it. They say it has a din of a kli, but doesn't have a din of a toich. This is the words. If kelim do not have a toich, even if they have a din of kelim, they cannot save. How do they explain it? It's a hard thing to understand. So if you want to tell me it's not a kli, it's not a kli. Fine, it's nishkin kli. But why is it not a kli? Why? It's broken? No one's saying they're broken. They say there is a pshat. No one's holding from pshat in the Mishnah. They say, let's try this other one, see if we like it better, right? Ready? Some say that the gefayim are the handles. The Mishnah is telling us that if it originally had handles, the handles fell off. So it's like batel l'shem kli. It's a gistra. Therefore, you can't save all the din of teich teich. It's not a kli, it's a shivri kelim. Okay, that makes more sense to me. I'm going to go with that one. You don't like it? That's the first part of the Rav. No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, no, he does say it. He says gefayim is handles. This says the Rav, since it's a gistra, it's not a kli, yeah. That's how the Rav goes. I'm going to go with that, because this other pshat is very difficult for me. Okay? So, I'm going to go with that. It doesn't have handles, and therefore it's a shever kli. A shever kli doesn't help. Gefaya means handles. That makes more sense to me. I don't know. This other one is just, I don't know, I have a hard time with it. So, well, why is this one better than that one? So, I can take whichever one I want, so I'll take this one. How about this? You have a jug filled with mashkin tahirin. When as soon as it's placed, lamata minuchushtoi shaltan, above the bottom of the oven. The bottom of the oven is really just the ground, the earth. So you dug into the ground and stuck the kli below that. So here, it's not in the avir of the tanner. So says the Mishnah, sheretz the tanner, the chavis of mashkin tahirin. If the sheretz in the oven, it's tar. Now the chavis is tar because a chavis is never, a kli is never mekabel tuma from an avir of a kli cheres. Only oichon a mashkin. Right? Because the sheretz is an av. The outer kli is a rishon, and a rishon can't be metame kelim. So that's pashut. The chiddush is that we don't give tuma to the mashkin. Why not? And the answer is because the mashkin is not in the avir of the tanner. Oh. Fine. Oops, sorry. Weiter. Fine. Right. Now they say, agav, you should know that if the water would, the liquid would become tamei, it would then be metamei the kli. Because mashkim tamei are always metamei kelim. We spoke about this earlier. Mashkim tamei, we're always geyser that mishamashkim shal zayv, it's always metamei a kli. If it's in the teich, it's metamei the whole thing. If it's from the gaboy, it's only metamei the gaboy. Yeah. Fine. Hasheret shebitanur. Oh, we did this already. If it was upside down, on the top, opil avir taner, the opening is facing the avir taner, but it's up the top. Sheretz b'taner mashk tefeach, a little liquid shu b'shule achavis, which is at the bottom of the chavis, is upside down. Chavis is tar, because it's above the avir taner. Now, we can't say it's full of liquid because it's upside down. But you mean a little liquid stuck onto the bottom, which is the top because it's upside down. Basically, same idea. It's not an avir. So it's not tummy. Okay, that's it for today, Rabbi Isai. A wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.